that text for approval.
It is November the 5th, and it's 5:37 p.m. This is a special board meeting of the Kenya Teo Board of Trustees. Tony, would you please call roll?
Mrs. Cáceres?
Ms. Cáceres?
Here. Mr. Cardona?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Strauss?
Here. Thank you, Steve. Hi. Tony, could you take us to our first agenda item, please?
Item 2A, discussion and possible action regarding correspondence to Texas Commissioner of Education regarding pending matters. Mr. Blanco.
Okay, President Searles, members of the board, Dr. Murphy, you had asked at the prior meeting that we prepare a draft letter to Commissioner Williams at the TEA regarding some recent press reports and, in particular, some comments that were made by him to the El Paso Times. I've given you a draft of a proposed letter. It's not the first draft. There have been other versions that I have worked on. I actually spoke to Mr. Rodriguez. He's the one that initially requested it early today, and he made some revisions to it. The language there is just language that I am suggesting, and it's language that can be changed, and essentially it is a communication to him asking whether or not the statements that he made regarding the investigation in El Paso in the Texas School District have caused him or led him or anyone in his staff to believe that there is information that should be shared with KTO Independent School District, and whether or not he is in the belief or mindset that some action or additional action should be taken above and beyond what we've already done regarding those issues. I'll await any instructions that you have, any questions that you have about the draft of the letter.
I like the last sentence.
So do I.
And I think I have no problem with the letter.
I have no problem.
Yeah, neither do I.
Do we need a motion, Steve?
I do need approval to go ahead and it's not coming from our office. It's actually coming from the board. So
okay.
It's over President Searles' signature.
I'll make them.
Before we do that, I'd like to see if we can convene into an executive session to discuss some issues related to this.
Okay, if it's a legal advice or personnel issue, we can do that. That's fine.
Did you say we can?
We can, but we'll need a section. Is it personnel issue or legal advice? Or both?
Both.
We need 551.071 and 074. That's fine.
Then the board will adjourn into executive session under
551.071
and 074. Thank you very much. What time is now? 5:40 p.m. And Tony, if you could make a little certified copy for us. Thank you.
We're going to certified copy.
It is 5:55. And the board will resume. Back into open session. What's the date today, Monday? And if you'll give me just a second to fill this out, we'll go to our next. Okay, thank you very much. Tony, will you take, no, you won't take us. Do I have a motion in regards to the letter?
I make a motion that we approve the letter that was provided by our legal counsel regarding the correspondence to the Texas Commissioner of Education and the copy to our Commissioner of the U.S. Department of Education.
Okay, motion made and seconded. Tony?
I apologize. The copy is to
Commissioner Williams for the state of Texas, and there's a courtesy copy to Arnie Duncan, the Commissioner of Education. The Secretary of Education.
Thank you.
It has Commissioner on here.
Secretary of Education.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Mr. Carmen?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Smith?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, Tony, our next agenda item, please.
Item 3 is discussion and possible action regarding RFP 1202 for architectural and engineering services and to consider issuing a new RFQ for district-wide or limited construction materials testing, soils engineering, and technical services to include full geotechnical survey.
President Searles, members of the board, Dr. Murphy, our recommendation at this time is to move forward with the advertisement of two RFQs. One of those RFQs would be for surveying for use district-wide, and the second one would be for soils and construction materials testing. And they would have the same timeline, the same schedule. Ron and I are working together on those, and they would be used for both, primarily for bond projects, as the projects come up.
What's the timeline? Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
What's the timeline?
We'll try to have it in the paper on Wednesday of this week. It'll close again next week on the 14th. But since we're closed the week of Thanksgiving, we won't be able to open it until the 26th. But that will give us time to look at it, evaluate it, and even that last week of November before we take it to the board meeting on the 4th. So I think that's fastest we can get it done.
Okay.
But I do agree that I think it's better if we split it up. That way we don't have the same issues we had with the RFQ 1202, where we had both items on the same RFQ and separate. It'll have almost the same verbiage, but just different scopes, and we'll actually close them the same date, evaluate them the same time, and everything else. So, but I do say we do need to go ahead and close and cease negotiations on RFQ 1202 for the engineering services, right? The board needs to.
Through the chair. Ron, do we have to close it? Isn't the issue that these items aren't in 1202 specifically, and it's separate, and that 1202 can stay open because we might want to use it for some other thing?
Well, actually, I was in Austin this past week, and we were at the Purchasing Academy that we had annually, and there's some new terms that actually, we actually have to open and evaluate bids. They have to be evaluated within 45 days of the time we open it. So this bid actually is no longer valid anyway.
Okay. Maybe we need to close it for that. But board, the reason we have to do this, and we apologize that we're having to flip-flop on this, is simply because geotechnical services, construction materials, and surveying were not specifically written out in 1202. And we have since learned that they never were intended to be in there. And since they were never in there or intended to be there, we have to do this new one.
Well, I think they were intended to be there, but the scope of work that I received from Jennifer's predecessor didn't include that, so that's where we're kind of in between. Mm-hmm.
Well, the emails that we've seen show that it was never intended to be in there.
Then we need a motion to close RFQ 1202.
Yes.
I so move.
I'll second.
Tony?
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Carmen?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Stiles?
Yes. And then move to open a new RFQ?
Two new RFQs.
One for district-wide or limited construction materials testing. Soils engineering and technical services to include full geotechnical survey and report.
There's one for survey.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the first one, Ms. Searles. Now you need the second one.
So all that I just read is the one.
That was the first RFQ, and then the other RFQ is for survey and district-wide or for specific item equipment.
Yes, everything included in your agenda, construction materials testing, soils engineering, and technical services to include geotechnical survey, all of that is soils testing and construction materials testing. So all of that section that can be read, all of that pertains to that same RFQ. That's a single one.
So I just read all that, so is that?
Yes, that'd be one RFQ.
Okay. And then another one?
A second one just for surveying.
Correct. And a second RFQ just for surveys?
District-wide.
District-wide?
Or otherwise.
Yeah, district-wide.
Or otherwise. Is that okay, Mr. Blumberg?
Yeah, district-wide or otherwise is fine.
Okay. Is there a second for those?
I'll second.
Tony?
Mrs. Casas?
Yes.
Mr. Cronato?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. And that would bring us to adjournment. Okay. Meeting over. Okay, meeting on. Letty.